This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
I'm just thirsty. Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Mike
Shope
and the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, why so negative? Sure. And full credit to OKC. Can I get a team to the finals? The Bills or Sabres? We have not been to the finals in a thing, in one of those two leagues, at least, since I've known you.
That's right.
Can we just get a team to the finals? Like, what is OKC? I'm sorry. I shouldn't condescend. Like, they've got the MVP. They're the favorite. They've made the finals before. I'm like, okay. Really? Okay. I'm not, if I need to say so, the biggest NBA fan. I mean, I could rip off the 80s finals for you, but still, like, what am I saying? This is provocative. Can I get a team to the finals even? Anybody, I think I'm guilty of, and I'd say we are guilty of, using win a Super Bowl and make the Super Bowl interchangeably.
I think that happens. What is behind that?
It's not the same thing.
No, it's definitely not the same thing. Getting there, is that a caveat from people who are conflicted about getting fatigued about McDermott and would feel like at least they could, well, they made it, they got past Kansas City, you know. Sorry, you had the 91 Washington Redskins at the time waiting for you, who had this historically incredible deep team and a quarterback who had a one-off incredible year, like you just didn't stand a chance. But at least you beat the Chiefs, and that would be progress. I don't know, but I agree. I do notice it. I don't either, though, object, like raise my, I want to point out that they are two very different things, right? I mean, sure, getting there is an accomplishment, but when you haven't won one, I don't think that there's going to be a lot to say for the mood of, well, you know, nice try. If they get there and lose, I think they are
would it
very
feel
different
the same?
Things.
Would it feel the same? What if the Bills had beaten the Chiefs? How do you want it? What's best? How do you want it? They score at the end and win 36-22. Fine. They pull out that game. They finally do it. And they lose the Super Bowl 40-22 to the Philadelphia Eagles, who apparently have the best of everything. Like, what then? Would that feel better?
It literally would be better, but I don't think anyone would feel it. Or want to say it. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it is a level further. It is doing the thing that has been in your way. But I think a lot of us do sound often as though if this is 13 seconds, You know, if I got past them, the Bengals coming here, I'm going to the Super Bowl. Who's beating me? Like, I felt that way at that time. Who's beating me? This team that had a perfect game in the wild card round against New England and then would have gone to Kansas City and finished that game the way they did and won it. And now I'm hosting them. Of course, it's a formality. I know it's not in reality, but that's how I think a lot of us talk and feel. Like, that was their moment. That was their opportunity here early in the McDermott-Allen, you know, partnership here. And early enough, right? It's year 5 for the coach, year 4 for the quarterback, or year 4 and 3? Either way.
Which one? 21?
Yeah, 21.
Allen's fourth year.
Okay.
McDermott's fifth.
Okay. So they would have gotten in under that wire, that 5-year coach quarterback thing.
The Nick Costos wire?
Right, yeah.
No coach quarterback tandem have ever been together for longer and ever won.
Right. No one, they've never been together more than 5 years.
Yeah.
That's it.
And ever won one.
So they would have,
Or was that make the Super Bowl?
I'm not sure which of the, yeah, okay. Well, because they are different things.
We're they
establishing
are different things.
How different they are. I'm not positive what the exact.
Well, it's Reed and McNabb, by the way. Anyway, not to bog us down, but that'd be close.
Oh, then they did. Oh, yeah, right. That probably was beyond 5 years, so it's probably win it.
And it's also Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson.
That's right.
Same thing applies.
Same timeline, right.
Pretty soon it'll be Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow.
Right.
5 years. Are we there? Did Burrow have a different coach?
I don't think so. Ooh, I don't know.
Zach Taylor's been there 7 years.
Okay, then
this is his seventh year. This is his seventh year. And Burrow's been there 5. So no. So they apply too.
They're there already. This is year 6 for them together?
Yes.
Okay.
He was injured as a rookie, but still.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
No. It doesn't pull the year away.
I wonder what fans would say. Like, just hypothetically, what would it feel like right now? I was thinking about this without that specific, you know, corollary or whatever this morning anyway.
The coach and the quarterback timeline?
No, sorry. Just what?
Or win versus just get there.
No, just how.
I'll stop talking.
Not the Cuban Missile Crisis either. How fans feel in this moment, because it has become monotonous, the Bills. The story has been repetitive. And I think naturally, each year that goes by, you'd have a little bit tougher time revving up and buying in. I think naturally that would happen. Hmm. The Sabres are an example of that on the other end of the spectrum. Where no matter what they do, this is both teams. No matter what they do, they can't get there. Only for the Sabres, that's a playoff spot. And for the Bills, that's the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Even just making it.
Yeah.
So it would just be, not in a dramatic way necessarily, but it would be, I think naturally it gets tougher to, like, say you're expecting it or to invest the energy in it when with each year goes by and it's the same result.
That makes sense, but I don't think I wouldn't want to cop to that myself. I don't think I feel that way, which implies that I'm not sure how I feel. I'm pretty sure I don't feel that way. I do find, of course, there is, it's repetitive. These years can in a certain way blend together. With the outcomes that we've, if endured isn't too dramatic, but I still feel at this time of the year, and as this, I don't have any trouble getting revved up. You know, the draft comes and goes. Do I get the guys that I was hoping for? What is that really worth? No, like I'm living in a space where I assume they're going to be great to, like, very great, like, whatever. They're at a level that I expect, but yet I'm also, I don't think taking it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I am revved. I get revved up. I get excited. Like, here it comes. Here comes the show. It's starting. Like, let's see what this season is going to give us. What do the script writers have in mind here? How's it going to end? Certainly is the focal point. But I don't. Yeah, I want to certainly. I'm self-conscious about taking something like that for granted. And so I think a part of my reaction is to make sure that I'm getting revved up and not, and so because I don't want to take anything for granted. They're so good and have been so good for not forever, but here it's a right long time where it can get, yes, monotonous and repetitive, but I still don't have any difficulty getting excited for it.
Okay.
Myself.
Here's Jeff with us. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing? So, I have no problem. Just like he said there, I got no problem getting ready for the season. I'm excited. I just hope to, we get the player. If the player is healthy or not, the next man's got to come up and play the spot. Bean's trying to do what he's supposed to do to try to get the better player, sign someone. I would say, I'm excited every year. For 20 years, I had to live with trying to get excited for an 8-season win. And I want him to actually get worse so I can get a better draft pick. And we were just terrible for 20 years. As far as these years go, when we have Allen, I think we're in it every year with him. I mean, look at our offense. I mean, we lost our receivers. Last year, we were great on offense. Phenomenal with the nobodies, is what you would call it, or leftovers, or in my opinion, compared to the, other teams that might, Cincinnati and other teams that maybe
right.
have high-end
big
receivers.
Stars. Right.
We did great, and then for the morning show guy to complain about not picking up a receiver, I go, we had the numbers last year on our off, it was all defensive problem. We have a little stronger defense. We were in it last year. So
that's more about, I'm not here to speak for them, but I generally agree with that take. And that's more about the positional value. That's about position. The
right.
difference there is about positional value. And for all the you have to admit, they certainly have made the effort on the defensive line many times before. And here we are still needing help. So what has it been worth,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's what that is.
It's worth a try every year. You got to try to make it work, and what we lost people because we tried those few years before to stack it up, spend all the money, and then we couldn't keep the guys, so they left, right? And, the one guy went to Chicago. He didn't end up doing too well there. What was it, Edmonds? Other guy left, that's fine. As long as you somewhat replace it and try to get someone to fill the position. But last year, our defense, it didn't work. People got hurt, and the ones that were in there did pretty well for the defense we had. It's just, unfortunately, I think we needed more help. And it showed in the Kansas City game toward the end there. But, other teams seemed to dominate the Kansas City Chiefs, and we kind of couldn't for whatever reason.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
But I'm in it every year. I'm in.
You think you feel the same way if they had beaten Kansas City and lost badly to Philadelphia? Not in terms of how much emotional energy you have to invest, but about the overall, about the team.
Oh, I'd be in it. Next year, let's go get them. See, I'm in it every year because it's a fresh new game. So, yeah, I'm in it, right?
Okay.
If you have the mentality that, oh, my God, here we go again, another playoff loss, right?
I guess we're talking – thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. I think we're talking about two different things, and we brought up both things.
Right.
How you – like, the energy you have to give for it is one point that you're responding to. Like, the other is what you would think of their chances. And maybe, not necessarily this caller, but – some fans would be, that would be the same thing because you don't obsess about what their chances are. Life is a drag like that. If you sit around and calculate the odds of winning a Super Bowl every year and they're, pretty slim, even for the best teams, no, that's kind of depressing. So why would I want to make it about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I admire people like that. I don't think I could ever do this job that way. But, you know, people who are more casual about it and just here for the Go Bills life, that's great. But, you know, not all those people would only be the one way. A lot of them would also be like, all right, so what is it? Of course, millions of people, thousands of people would be this way.
Yeah.
He's also wanting to know, like, what are their chances? And I think if they had gotten blown out in the Super Bowl like the Chiefs did, they would have done so without the pedigree of the Chiefs having won three already, right? So they get a pass for that loss, right? They kind of get a pass for that. It was coming.
To an extent, yeah. I think it would be very easy to write off as, of course, it's bitter, it's another opportunity, and it's too similar to what happened in the 90s a couple of times where you're just not even up to it at all. And like, so there's a familiarity for the fans who've been around for that era and are still here now, like we are both. But I think mostly what the right thing to the way that I would want to approach it, which I think would be right, is what a bad day. It's a one game. I am not disqualified. I beat the Chiefs. I showed I can do that. I got to do that again probably, and hope I don't run into some wood chipper on the from the NFC, which Philadelphia pretty clearly was last year. I doubt that they'll be that dominant again.
And I don't assume that the Bills would have lost that badly to that team. I kind of think they wouldn't have. Because Kansas City was just so worn out.
Well, the thing, I mean, if we're really doing this, I remember saying this after the game. The thing that undid them was they could not protect Mahomes. The Eagles just won up front with guys that at the time maybe you weren't even like, Milton who? What is even happening here? The Bills up front were nails last year. It's one of the things I remember. It was funny. We just talked to a Denver guy last hour and never got around to talking about this. But coming into that game, oh, Denver, they get to the quarterback. You better look out. Like, I'm not worried about it at all. I'm great at that. Now, that doesn't mean you would have handled those guys for sure, because there are a couple of pedigreed hellraisers there. But I don't think the Bills would have had the trouble the Chiefs had protecting Allen.
How would you describe the pressure that the Chiefs got on Allen, that the Chiefs did, not what we'd imagine the Eagles would do? Because that was significant. They don't make his life easy. He's able to get, in these games, he's able to get his, so to speak, but I don't know. That fourth quarter was hard. Just maybe a few different play calls. That's how I see it in my memory, is that everything was hard for the Bills in that fourth quarter. You've kind of said it. Like, you've been willing to put more blame on the offense,
sure,
for that loss than I have. And, you know, they did. Was it in the fourth quarter when they drove to the Samuel touchdown? Early fourth, maybe, or just late third? But I think of that, you know, here's the ball game. And they're incomplete passes.
Samuel's,
he's under pressure.
Fourth quarter, Samuel, that play. Yeah. Ties the game.
And then the jailbreak to end it. To basically end it. So maybe Philadelphia would not have had a field day against the Bills in that area, but Kansas City, not a field day, but not insignificant. Would you agree with that?
I know how the game ended, and that was a mess. I don't remember feeling – I definitely share that it was hard, but I don't remember feeling like the line had a terrible day and that
no,
the Chiefs
I wouldn't
kicked
say
them
terrible.
Around.
I wouldn't say terrible either.
It's two sacks for what it's worth. I mean, it's not everything here. It's pressures and you know, comfortability, being able to, you know, execute and get the ball out and all that. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I want to stand by. I don't think the Bills would have had the trouble up front that the Chiefs did.
I'm not disagreeing with that. The Chiefs had a terrible day against the Eagles. They couldn't survive. All right, well, anybody else welcome to take the question, like, how might you feel differently if the Bills had been in that Super Bowl? Don't we sort of not, of course we wouldn't all do this. What did I say at the beginning? I think I and we have been guilty of talking about making the Super Bowl and winning it as if it's the same thing. And I mean, there are two mountains to cross. for these guys, not one. It's not just winning the AFC.
Right.
How does Cincinnati feel? At least they get to be the team that got there. Does that feel good? Is that a flag you'd fly? Maybe.
I mean, it's
they did what AFC Baltimore champion. And Buffalo can't do, and Houston.
That's a banner.
They can't beat them. I mean, what are the collective records in the playoffs? Bills are 0-4 in these years against Mahomes. Houston's at least 0-2. Baltimore's 0-1. That's just that one at home in the playoffs.
Right.
Like it's they're winless. The Bengals at least have one and almost two. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll look for your calls again after the update. 803-0550 is the number. The Bisons were rained out today. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow morning. We've got Sam Reinhart likely back for Florida tonight in the Eastern Conference Championships, Florida and Carolina. And we've got sled hockey on Friday.
Okay.
The rematch.
Oh, yeah?
I'm surprised you haven't been briefed. USA, China. Aren't you our USA, China guy in hockey?
Not sled hockey.
No?
I don't have any intel on that.
Are you sure you don't?
No.
Are you sure?
No. No,
I don't. Buffalo. This tournament.
It doesn't change the fact that I don't know anything about it.
Because your intel isn't in Buffalo either.
No.
My intel when they played in the Olympics.
My intel is in Shanghai via John Gale's son. Yeah.
Well, cool that they're having the tournament here in town. Back after sports, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Just for all these young guys, it's new, right? So you're trying to get to know them as people. You're trying to get to know them and their skill set, where they need to improve in terms of their strength, their speed, whatever it is. We kind of a little bit of a skill assessment or a needs assessment on, hey, where are they more likely to pull early and just from a medical standpoint. So there's a lot that they go through from a filter standpoint or evaluation standpoint when they first arrive. And really, it's trying to integrate them and getting them moving.
Sean McDermott, Bills are on the field again this week. Only the Tuesday practice does the media get to see. So we don't have Sal on today. We will talk to Sal anyway tomorrow about something.
Let's make stuff up.
I was thinking through the break about the Eagles conversation. Like, so how did I put it? I feel like I'm guilty of using make the Super Bowl and win it interchangeably. And I think I know why. Because one conversation we do not want to have is losing that game. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got one call on it. I think it's kind of an interesting question. We got one call on it, and the guy went in a different direction. Like, nobody's responding to, hey, what do you think it would have – how would you feel differently if the Bills had gotten trounced by the Eagles? Right? Like, who wants to really ponder that?
Yeah, he was, I think, responding to me talking about energy and buy-in and belief and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we don't know that would have happened.
Right.
And for at this point, it is. I mean, it's not the same thing. But let's, you know, find out. Because, of course, even in Bill's history, the Super Bowl losses are a big part of that. And all of this just supposes another one. And who wants to do that? So I guess it's probably going to continue to sound this way, that making it and winning it might as well be the same thing for now. Mm. For now, at least. I don't like how that sounds either.
No, I don't either. Maybe we should just stop talking about this altogether.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Back to the Colts.
I do think it is important to focus on, like we don't have any say in it, but like winning it is what we're after. So getting there, let's just stop talking about getting there. Let's just stop talking about beating the Chiefs.
But
I mean, I know that's what needs to be done, or at least we assume we probably shouldn't. It's weird that it keeps being the Chiefs.
It doesn't have to be the Chiefs. It
doesn't have to be the Chiefs, right? I mean, the Bills had equal opportunity. They lost to the Bengals a few years ago. We thought the year before that would be an easy thing to do, and like it clearly was not. So, yeah.
The equivalent for the Sabres is making the playoffs. And that's very clear cut. Nobody's talking about the finals.
No.
For the Sabres. It's simply get in.
Be as good as Montreal.
Just get in. Like that's it.
Or a little better than Montreal actually is all that's all that takes.
That's the parallel.
That's yeah.
Is the Sabres get into the playoffs, the Bills get to the Super Bowl is the parallel, but of course that is one more game. And if you get that far, you can easily win it. Like you can see yourself winning it. Whereas the Stanley Cup from the 8 seed or something,
that's a long ways off.
Big difference. I mean, who wants to compare? The Sabre thing is depressing enough. Who wants to compare them to the Panthers?
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Like, no, don't do that. Don't hurt yourself. Don't do that. Don't compare them to the Florida Panthers.
I don't want to compare them to the Carolina Hurricanes, and mostly the Florida Panthers have made the Carolina Hurricanes look like amateurs. That's how good Florida is. And I think Carolina is, you know, they're kind of like Florida light to an extent. They just don't have – the goalie's not as good. They're not as mean. They're not as skilled. They just don't have the depth. But, like, they, you know, they're going to try to push you around a little bit. They're going to try to smother you defensively and just, you know, take the game away from you. And that's absolutely what Florida does. So, yeah, you're – it feels very far away. Contender. Playoffs, you know, are never that far away. Because you're just talking about, you know, a group of five or seven or whatever teams that are sort of hovering around 88 points and somebody's going to make it. That's not that hard. That's not a high bar at all. That's an embarrassingly low bar.
I guess it is.
It's really what it is.
I saw that today... Super Bowls in January and February.
Hockey playoffs
famous
in
hockey
May.
Sabres yeah. games in May. This is the anniversary of Game 5 in Carolina. 19 years. I was there. Jeremy was there with a group of Sabres fans that went down on a bus. I say I'll never forget it. I haven't forgotten it yet. I haven't forgotten any of it yet. But by some of just indelible memories. Arriving at the parking lot for that game, I don't remember tailgating or anything like that, but the bus left the hotel in Raleigh. The series is 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And pulling into the parking lot in Raleigh, and the greatest sign I've ever seen, a Sabres fan out at the road as you turned into the parking lot with four words, "Isn't the race on?" What are you doing here? Isn't the race on? So good. We sat in the very last row in the corner where the winning goal by Carolina in overtime was scored. We were in that corner, but the very last row. The Sabres are up 3-1, the Ludman goal. Can you still see it?
I watched it today, and I guess I had – Does he score in game 6-2? Is there some moment where he does something where it seems like the arena might actually legitimately explode?
I think what you want there is game 3 and the Sabres have taken over the game
yeah.
and he lays out Commodore or somebody. He lays out somebody on the wall and the puck pops out to Kotalik who scores.
Okay.
For maybe 4-1.
All right.
Then they don't score another goal at home. Yeah. In those two
that
games.
Is what I'm thinking of. So when I saw that today, I'm like, he scored on a breakaway in game 5. I'm thinking about a home game for Ludman doing something where it was, but I think you've got it. That's,
yeah,
that's what
I think I do.
I'm conflating those two things.
That breakaway goal, I watched it today too, is so good because like it's not his play, right? Like why would he be up there anyway? He's not up there anyway. The puck comes out and there's another Sabres player who sort of has his back turned. He's behind the defense and has no momentum. And here comes Ludman from the back.
Like he sees
and just
it
takes
happening
over.
And
yes.
just goes.
He just takes over the play and basically takes the puck off. Maybe it's Roy. He takes the puck off his teammate's stick and just goes in and dekes Gerber. Oh, and it was so far away. I mean, you might have been closer to the goal than
right.
I was
if you're,
watching
yeah, that's
from
the
home.
Opposite of the arena. Yeah.
It was so far, which you kind of have a good look at it.
Yeah.
Going up to the other end, and that was the highlight. I mean, that 3-1. It's 3-3 by the end of 2 in that game.
What when stuff like that happens? You remember what you thought? Like, you didn't have long. I mean, it happened quickly, but still, it's Ludman on a breakaway.
How can you lose?
Right? No, I mean, but he's going in. You're like, oh, why him? Like, why? Why?
I'm pretty sure I didn't think that.
Why has it got to be him?
I loved him.
I know, but still, like, I got a guy in alone on the goalie here. Anyway, but he makes a great move, and yeah, they get the goal. Oh man, yeah, there's a couple of those, right? In that series where you just, I remember thinking, and I remember specifically on the Ludman play, thinking, you're winning this series. But when Hecht scores late in game seven,
end of
right
two.
Before the second intermission,
right.
From behind the goal line, I remember thinking, you got to win this
we
game.
We got it.
You got to win this game. You don't lose a game. You get that goal, you do not lose. It's a gift. Not to take anything away from Hecht, but I mean, just come on. He meant to score.
He tried to score.
I know, and that's why I say I don't. But
it
still,
was really cool.
You just should not. And of course, these things aren't binding. But I remember thinking, I cannot wait to. I really thought because Owen had gone to bed. It was late enough. I can't wait to tell my what are we talking about? My 4-year-old son about this incredible game. The Sabres are going to the Stanley Cup final. I cannot believe it. Like I really was thinking all of that
against an 8 seed
when he scored. That goal going into the third period, I'm got it. It's only 2-1, but I got it.
I was going to say I want to see that Hecht goal again, but maybe I don't. It's just torture.
Yeah.
But I think so. It's the very final seconds of the second period.
Yeah.
And doesn't he? He's in the corner or on the boards against behind the net. And doesn't he shoot to score like a bank shot?
He shoots it at the goalie. Like he shoots it at the goalie, hoping for a break,
which is. Man, I don't remember if he ever said. Like, that's what you would do if you knew the clock was running out.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't make that play.
Probably not. You might wait for someone else to show up and see, keep the, try to make a play.
Hold the puck or make a pass. But you do that if, like, time is running out. One thing that, like, I can't coach sports. I mean, I've got kids playing different sports, and I've never felt like I'm qualified to coach them. But I give them advice sometimes, and a lot of it is around sort of like the edges. Around the edges. And it's stuff like know the clock. Because kids play often like they just do not know the clock. You see the shot clock run out. You see, a team is on a power play, and they don't really know it. How much time is left on the power play? How much time is left in the game?
Yeah.
And I think kids, it makes sense. Like you're taught certain techniques and systems, and you don't often see them break from it. Like they don't want to break from it. But when there's your two goals down with 3 minutes left, you need to break from it. Like that's something where it feels like the coach has to say that to them. We gotta push now. All right.
Right.
I love how you come back like you're supposed to come back. Right now, we gotta not do that. We've gotta push.
One of you hang behind their defense.
Right.
Right. Let's see if we can get a bounce and get a spring you. Yeah.
Right. I just had a game that ended 1-0, and I'm thinking like, and I don't know more than the coach. I'm not saying that. It's not even close to that. But like, just leave somebody up high now. Right. Mm-hmm. We're not getting chances. Just leave somebody at center ice. Puck pops out and let's go. Right.
Yep.
So just like the edges, I feel like that Hecht play is. I mean, he was pretty heady. That
yeah,
right.
I also don't recall him. It's not. It's not the kind of thing that probably came up in the post game locker room. They had just lost game seven, right? So it probably never. I wonder if he's ever been asked, even years later, like, hey, I know how it turned out, so it's pretty bittersweet that you scored this goal, but can you tell us? I would love to know. He's not someone who just sort of pops up here, so I don't know if we'll have an opportunity, but I would love to know if it was the clock or did he just see the way the goalie was in the net? Like, if I hit this just right, it's way more prevalent now for guys to try to score from there. Because of the tactics used by the goalie, and I don't have in my head what by that point it's Ward, right? I don't have in my head what he does on the play, how that goal goes in. But you see guys now from where Hecht scores that goal from try to use the goalie's head as the rebound because they're down in this technique where they're taking away a low shot that could get tangled up in their skates and end up in the net. They're taking that away. The only room is right up top, and guys, they practice that shot. That has become a thing in the league. Really, not just the league; it's a thing in hockey. Period.
Who knows if Jochen Hecht even remembers what he was doing 19 years ago. Almost, that was game seven, almost 19 years ago, on that one play. Yeah. So that would be the Sabres' last goal in the conference finals. Carolina finally has a win since then.
Yeah.
That would be the game four of the series they're in after 15 losses
in the conference finals. Yeah, it was 12 in a row and then three to start this. Yeah.
Time out here. We'll look for your calls at 803-0550. We've had some fun at, I guess, Stephon Diggs' expense today, talking about him. There's still James Cook as a topic. He didn't show up or anything today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR. Welcome back. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. Here is Pete with us next. Hello, Pete.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Question for you. What difference do you see between the signing of Elijah Moore this year and John Brown in 2019? And before you answer, I'll point out a couple similarities. One, their height and weight is like identical. So it's almost remarkable how close. Same 40 time coming into the league. Very, very similar skill sets. Moore is a little bit younger.
Yes.
But they both come to the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With career best, I think Brown was like 60-some-odd catches his second year and then kind of like tapered off. I think it was a QB change in Arizona. And the same kind of story with Moore. I mean, you know, Zach Wilson, you know, the other bums he had thrown in the ball. I think he had 60-some-odd catches last year. But, I mean, Brown is a very impactful player, I thought, for the Bills in 19. And I don't see why Moore can't do the exact same thing. I mean, high second-round pick. I think Brown was a third-round pick. And Moore was an excellent player in the SEC. So I don't know why he can't do what Brown did and maybe potentially more. I don't know if you guys see any differences there between the two players.
I don't see differences. I mean, you laid it all out pretty much. I hadn't thought about Brown, but you know, maybe that is a good comp for Elijah Moore. I think you can be really optimistic for him. I mean, I think he outrates the guys from last year and I don't know, maybe even Palmer. I want to say it's, I think I'd rather have Elijah Moore on my team than Palmer. So we'll see how they play it. You got to get John Brown. I mean, I'm looking at it since you brought up his name. He had 115 targets in his first year here and over 1,000 yards. You've got to get on the field. Like Elijah Moore would have to be on the field. He'd have to beat out either, I mean, maybe at least Samuel.
Yeah.
He'd have to beat out, could be Coleman. It's not going to be Shakir. Kincaid's going to play. That's, I think, what I would think of to cap in my mind what the ceiling would be. And I don't think there's this kind of ceiling because of that.
I also kind of want to scramble and see if I can get like passing attempts. You know, that the Bills, when Brown was here, more in 20 than 19 when Diggs got here, like, it was just they blasted off as a pass first, pass heavy team. And they've really swung the other way since the midpoint of the 23 season last year for sure. So I don't have, let me see if I can find it. Just curiosity. I'm curious the year over year, where we're at on that. Attempts for Allen. Let me see. Holy cow. In 19 was close to last year. 20 is 572, 646 in 21. Last year was 483.
That also was the whole league.
Yeah, right. So I'm saying, like, they were riding a wave that the entire league was going crazy, and it has swung back the other way, and the Bills are sort of kind of at the forefront. They were at the forefront both times. They hopped on, they rode that wave with everyone else in the early 2020s, and here by the midpoint, it's sort of scaled back, and the league has kind of followed suit.
It's just a matter of competition, really. The difference for me is principally that. I mean, the door was wide open for Brown and Beasley to take over at that position for the 19 Bills. The question with Moore is where he ranks. And I think there is, like I said, I think there is the potential that he beats out guys. But I'd also want to be careful there because in 4 years, he's just never – you could have bad quarterback play, but is he commanding targets? Is he getting thrown the ball? That is the key to see if a guy – really has it at receiver, no matter who the quarterback is. You can't quite say that.
Yeah.
But it's not about how good the guy is. It's about, is the receiver getting targeted? And I don't know what really that has been for Elijah Moore yet.
Yeah. Not to belabor, but it's 180 attempts different from 21 to last year. I mean, that's more than 10 a game. That is a lot.
Yep.
So it's a different landscape. That's all to fill it out. It's a different landscape now. So I think more everything Mike said plus just their style. I wouldn't expect him to get near what Brown did, certainly in 19, but that doesn't mean he can't have an impact and be a better player than his reputation, which is preceding him, because he does have this opportunity to play in a different offense and with a caliber of quarterback he's not seen yet.
Lee Smith was on that team, don't forget that. Speaking of earning targets, the 19 Bills.
Yeah,
he had four catches. Wasn't that the year of the bet? I had a bet 1 year that Lee Smith would catch five.
I remember the bet. I don't remember the year.
I think it was that year because I know I lost it. It was excruciating. 4 for 31 and a touch for Lee Smith. Just needed one more. What can you say? John Brown, by the way, I always loved this little nugget. Caught a touchdown pass in the Nyheim Hines game for the Bills. Like he was gone for he was gone for like 3 years. And he came back and caught last game of the season, the week after Hamlin.
Yeah.
Nyheim Hines, two kickoff return, touchdown runs, and Brown is in the scorebook from that game. Thank you, Pete. What do you think of Elijah Moore out there? 803-0550. Are you excited for him? Or does he just sort of blend in? What do you think? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back looking for your calls again after sports. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.